Yes, you're with Life Matters on RN. Now, look, when Dick Smith, and he is in the news, of course, with the current Coles story, when Dick Smith stood on the banks of Lake Eyre a couple of years ago as water finally flowed into the basin after flooding in the top end earlier in the year, he described it as being like a love letter that had taken 9 months to deliver. The influence of La Niña and the wet conditions she's brought to our shores have been powerfully felt, haven't they, right across our nation and nowhere more than in our desert. Water has filled Lake Eyre for a fourth year in a row now. And let's reflect on what that looks like. Imagine how different Australia looks from space. Forget those flaming reds, the burnt oranges and burnished browns that our sunburnt country is renowned for, although they are there too. But at the moment, whole swathes of our interior are a carpet of green and humming with fresh life. Peter Elfess is a photographer who's chronicled the changing landscape of our interior, won awards for it. His work is the subject of an exhibition called The Green Desert, which opens over in Sydney tomorrow, and he joins me in the studio. Peter, a warm welcome.
Good morning, Natasha. How are you?
I'm very well. The Green Desert. Tell us the moment when you first saw, because you were there, Lake Eyre, filling with water.
As it filled, yeah. Memorable experience. It was 6 a.m. We left Murray and took the doors off a helicopter and flew north into to South Lake and up into the North Lake. And in 2009, after Paul had, reported to the nation that
this begun, is Paul Lockyer.
Paul Lockyer, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Paul. The lake was filling again. That I was inspired, by his reporting, and said to myself, "That's it. I've got to see this." So, made some hurried plans anyway. So, flying into the Lake Eyre for the first time at 6 a.m. and at 1,000 feet, and the water was spilling down into the basin, just sort of spreading out like a fan. The clouds, the sunbeams through the clouds, reflecting off the water like mercury. I had to pinch myself in between taking photographs and shake my head and think, this isn't real. That photograph, it says a lot to me. I think it's why I called it Where Heaven Meets Earth.
Ah, gosh. I mean, you don't often have to put words to this, do you? Your description, your power of description is in through your lens.
I'm lucky to be able to do that, because the old adage of a picture's worth 1,000 words is quite handy in that sense.
Heaven meets earth. But let's try and give voice to some of the most striking aspects of this landscape that you've witnessed in the last few years.
It's hard to sum it all up, because I've seen so much beauty and so much transformation. The outback is a very magical place at the best of time. Even when it's dry, it's still beautiful. But over these last few years, with this effect of La Niña, as you said, it's transformed in ways that people haven't quite got their head around yet. And I think what I'm trying to portray with this exhibition is there are things going on out there that a lot of people just aren't aware of. And I think,
like what?
like wildflowers that botanists don't know about, and the river systems that have been dry for hundreds of years, if maybe decades, the bird life, all the things that Paul, of course, had been doing for the last 3 years, and he's been championing that. I mean, I noticed the National Geographic's top 10 things you must do around the world. 6 or 7 is visit Lake Eyre.
I know, looking at your photos, I'm compelled now. I'm looking at my calendar, thinking, when can I go? When can I go? You've done a lot of aerial shots, which are an incredible... I mean, people think you Photoshop them, and you are here to say that you haven't. But you've also spent time on the ground, haven't you? What's the comparison like for a photographer working at both of those scales in a landscape so rich? Because on the one hand, you've got this sort of big heavenly overview, but then you've got this intimate interaction too with the little beings that occupy this refreshed landscape.
It is a contrast. It is the difference between the vastness that you experience from the air. One thing about the desert, which is very different to a lot of other terrain, is it's generally quite flat. So to get in the air gives you an opportunity to see it you know, from a very different perspective. And in fact, a lot of ways, appreciate it a lot more because, you know, you can tell the complexity, the colours, the diversity. I mean, all the things that are there, but you just don't notice them because often it's so hard to get around, you know, that you'll get bogged somewhere in a dune or, you know, it's difficult.
It was like getting to Everest, you described this gig.
Yes, yeah, similar.
It's a quest.
It is. It's not a place that, you know, you could, like, the desert is obviously a harsh place and you know, you need to be careful and be provisioned and so forth. So being in the air gives you an opportunity to see from one perspective. And, of course, as you said, being on the ground, it's as far as the photos go, it's taught me that when I'm on the ground, rather than just take any kind of a picture, I've completely changed the way that I approach that and try and do, you know, dawn or nighttime or just very different approach to the way I've done that. And that's been actually the most fascinating for me experience of seeing Lake Eyre and the surrounding desert from the air. It has had a profound influence about the way I take all photographs.
Oh, right. Well, let's... Yeah. I want to know about that. But I do also want to know that, you know, it's not often that an award literally changes your life. But
yes,
that was certainly the case for you, having won the New South Wales Parliament Plein Air Award for landscape photography. You had to delay your planned return to Lake Eyre to continue your work, and in fact, you missed that notorious and horrific chopper flight that killed our colleagues Paul Lockyer, John Bean, and Gary Ticehurst. You, as you say, collaborated very closely with Paul, and I can see the impact that's had on you and your face now. But I gather his death did change things for you, as did taking pictures of that beautiful landscape that you both shared together.
Exactly. And of course, you know, circumstances surrounding, you know, that trip, you know, so I could talk about. But rather than focusing on those things, I must say that I'm honoured and feel enormously privileged that, following on Paul's request, that that picture is to be the cover of the book that he worked so hard to produce and happily got to finish, you know, before that tragic event. And it is, it's funny, I described it when I actually took it, which is very, very rare. It's not often you get a chance to look at something and actually understand it in its completeness, but I described it as the best picture I'd ever taken.
Aye. It's changed, his death has changed the lens through which you look at your own life too.
Completely.
How?
I realise that, you know, there's a, you know, that everything has a transition and the way that the land is transforming and, you know, we're all, you know, changes. And he loved being out there. You could tell by the way he reported. There was, you know, you could tell, you know, he reported everything colourfully, but you could tell how much he loved being out there. Mm. And obviously it meant a great deal to him. So, you know, he was living the dream and you know, sometimes those things, you know, have a price. And unfortunately, you know, this time it was that. And, you know, he lives in our hearts and it's just wonderful that, you know, that he's left, you know, so many memories and with so many people. You know.
And I guess, you know, the landscape embraces us and our memories, you know.
That's right, yeah.
Peter Alphys, photographer extraordinaire and documenter of wonderful landscapes, as Paul Lockyer was too. Thank you for joining us on Life Matters.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me in here.
And the exhibition, The Green Desert, if you're over Sydney Way, is across two venues, Customs House and the Palm House in the Royal Botanical Gardens. But also your website will link to that, which has got the photos. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Natasha.
Cheers.
Lovely.